The report is drawn from an array of 20 major sources, including recent Australian Bureau of Statistics data, to build a picture of what is known about family, domestic and sexual violence in Australia. The report defines domestic violence as a subcategory of family violence involving former or current partners. The Australian Institute of Health and Welfare's Louise York explains how the data was gathered.
So we looked at survey data and a whole range of other data about the responses to these types of violence, such as police data, hospital data and supported homelessness service data. What the report shows is that over time, violence overall in the community has been going down, but there's no real evidence that that's the case for family, domestic and sexual violence. And in fact, there's some evidence that some of the types of violence are going up over time.
Women remain at greater risk of violence and certain specific groups are more vulnerable, including young women, pregnant women and Indigenous girls. The effect on children exposed to violence can also be lifelong, with children who were physically or sexually abused before the age of 15 more likely to also be victims as adults. Robert Ellis is General Manager of Baptist Care Community Services, supporting people, including children, experiencing family violence. It provides accommodation, counselling and changing men's behaviour groups, and he says it aims to help them be safe people themselves.
Children do want to be safe people as they grow up. They want to have productive, respectful relationships. And so it's really about saying we won't descend into fatalism. We are hopeful, but we've got to be realistic. And it really starts with listening, but then we've got to go further. And so we're doing things like support groups where we gather young people and children together and help them to process what's happened to them. More importantly, what they want to be as they grow up. What sort of relationships do they want? And how can they ensure that they're a safe person? That's particularly an issue for boys who've experienced or witnessed domestic violence.
Indigenous women are 32 times more likely and Indigenous men 23 times more likely to be hospitalised as a result of family violence. The report says intergenerational trauma and social disadvantage are a key to the higher rates for Indigenous people. Mr. Ellis says some strategies have been proven to work with Indigenous people.
The appropriate response is to work with the local communities, and every family is unique. So it's taking seriously the story of a local community, being aware of what matters to them, and then listening carefully to a family, particularly to the women and the children, and in the work with men, being culturally appropriate. And I think particularly for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities, recognising the complex web of disadvantage that they are being held back by and finding ways with them to work through that and build on their strengths.
There are gaps in the data, with limited information available on LGBTQI people, people with disabilities and people from immigrant and refugee communities, among others. Adele Modolo is Executive Director of the Multicultural Centre for Women's Health in Melbourne. Its 17 bilingual health educators run community education programs on family and domestic violence for immigrant communities. Ms. Modolo says the main problem at the moment for such communities is a lack of research.
This is one of the problems that we come up against, because if you can't count something, if you can't know what the parameters around a problem are, it's very difficult to get people to care about that problem.
Ms. Modolo also says stereotypes about some communities can have a major impact on victims coming forward and how they are treated.
The myths are that migrant men and men from particular communities at the moment are stereotyped as being more violent or as being more aggressive, and women from those communities are also stereotyped as being more passive. And these stereotypes might seem like they're surface issues and that no one really takes them seriously. But what we see in the community is that, in fact, they impact on the way that people deliver their services. So it's really important to challenge them. There is no one culture that is more violent than another.
Nada Ibrahim is a senior researcher with the Centre for Islamic Thought and Education at the University of South Australia. She's worked on the development of various programs addressing domestic and family violence in Muslim communities and in non-English-speaking background communities in Australia. Ms. Ibrahim says in some communities, the first person a woman will often go to for help is an imam or priest. That's prompted her and the university to run a pilot program where community leaders paired with workers from Relationships Australia to better identify and support victims of violence.
what we're trying to do here is to make the community leaders and imams more victim-friendly. So we want them to understand the perspective of the victim. So if they can understand that point of view, they can understand where are these attitudes coming from. There's more likelihood then for those victims of violence to approach those imams, to approach the community leaders for a proper referral process to happen, for a proper safety plan to be put into place, for a proper access to services.
Matt Kinnellan, SBS News.